SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 8 ladies vie for the title of Miss Kingston and St. Andrew, and later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
On Saturday, May 13, 8 ladies will compete for the opportunity to represent the parish of Kingston and St. Andrew as cultural ambassadors in the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Contest to take place on August 1. They include Kimberly Wall, Shanika Hall, Tashanique Thomas, Abigail Palmer, Justine Douglas, Deanna Clark, and Dana Dyer. And for the first time in the 54-year history of the competition, a blind contestant, Samoya Jordan, will go up against her 10 colleagues to test her mettle. Miss Jordan was not born blind. She lost her sight after a series of operations to remove a brain tumor when she was 8 years old. She says her decision to enter despite her disability was based on a long-time promise she made to herself.
I've always known about the JCDC competitions, so I've always kept a track, and it's always been on my mind that I need to enter, or I'm going to enter one day to at least try to win. I have learned quite a lot, whether from the etiquette class, the talent class, the culture, the Q&A, I've learned a lot.
Other contestants, she says, graciously aid her as they all operate as one unit.
What I find with this contest, these competitors, we're more like a family. So it's not as if we're competing against each other, but with each other.
Of course, the title can only go to one lady, but parish manager for Kingston and St. Andrew, Paulette Sutherland, says because of the extensive training they received leading up to the event, everyone will walk away a winner.
Because of the whole promotion that we give them, they get a lot of exposure that will impact their lives throughout their career.
The crowning of Miss Kingston and St. Andrew will take place at Rannie Williams Entertainment Center starting at 8 p.m. The coronation for Miss St. Elizabeth also happens this Saturday at the All Parts Sports Club in Nain, while Miss St. Anne Festival Queen will be crowned on Sunday, May 14 at Sandals Otorius. Both events begin at 8 p.m. Our National Development Plan aims to improve the lives of persons living with intellectual and physical disabilities, and everyone has a responsibility to ensure that their fellow Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Time now for a child protection tip. Give your children boundaries. Set bedtimes, time to be home, and times for social events. This helps to encourage order and discipline in the life of your child. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Justice Legal Aid Mobile Unit will be in Anchovy St. James, Friday, May 12, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Real Jamaican Jerk Restaurant, Anchovy Main Road. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.